This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
He's corrupt. And they found the laptop. You know what they call that? The laptop from hell. That is a laptop. That's a laptop from hell. Let's see what happens with it. So a giant trove of emails show Hunter Biden making deals, setting up meetings with his father, Joe, and using the office of the vice president for a for-profit cash machine. That's what it is. This guy's a vacuum cleaner. He follows his father around and takes millions, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars out of these countries. I mean, that is so dishonest. That's so crooked. He is, I call him the human vacuum cleaner. Right? You know those things on television? He's better than any one of them. Joe Biden said he knew nothing. But he lied because they have, I'm telling you, this laptop is a disaster.
Is mostly about debate prep. He will not be seen again after today until Thursday night in Nashville at that next.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the magnitude, the stakes of what this country and the planet faces are so insane that any student of history will tell you that this is one of the greatest moments that we're in the history of our planet. And the forces of evil know that. The only problem is the forces of good really don't understand how much trouble we're really in. Now, everywhere Trump goes, despite the COVID hysteria and the overblown Chicken Little behavior, he gets between 20 and 50,000 people showing up. And I watch the videos all over the country. Joe Biden can't get 10 people to official big campaign events in major battleground states. But we're told he's way ahead in all the polls, just like we were told Hillary Clinton had a 97% chance of winning. New York Times internal polling algorithm. They have another name for it. It's called Bravo Sierra, or bullcrap. Horse manure. But you see, here's the key. They are positioning it to try to steal the election to the electronic voting machines. Just came out in Oregon that the machines can all easily be hacked, obviously for the Democrats. The 80 million fake ballots out there, they're intending to try to steal it straight up and then just have a decisive victory through fraud, have the media say that Biden is the victor, Trump will be locked down, all of us will be locked off any social media, any of the modern communication systems with the electronic straitjacket they've already tested and have prepared. So that if Trump tries to contest fraud, they will claim he's a dictator and a bad guy. They've already pre-scripted all of that. If they're unable to get such a tsunami of fraud over the American people, they're going to contest regardless and try to split the country up. And it's all financed by the globalist and communist China. And this really is the country fighting for its very existence. As Trump has said, if the United States gets Joe Biden as president, who's totally compromised as a Chinese communist agent on record, they are going to press the attack. They've already bought off most of the Democrats. They have them compromised. They will rule this country. And the ongoing sellout of our jobs, our industry, everything will accelerate. I mean, we're fighting for our lives. And they've got all these dumbed-down leftists and all these dumbed-down housewives, you know, who hate men and hate America, who believe that they're unhappy because of Christian conservatism, They are literally stomping around, frothing, cheering on China and their own destruction when Xi Jinping would throw them in a slave camp and harvest their organs so fast it'd make their fat asses spin. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to fan.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because of the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah. It's Monday, October 19th, 2020. We are 14 days out from the election and the Civil War.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
If Biden wins, China will own the United States. And I turned it all around, and you know that better than anybody. In 2019, if you go back 10 years, everybody projected 2019, the economy of China was going to be bigger than the U.S., except it didn't happen because I got elected and I turned it the opposite way. We were picking up much more than them. And then I did the no dumping steel and I did tariffs and I did everything on them. No, they want Sleepy Joe to win. And if he does, if Sleepy Joe wins, China will own the United States.
And when you look at these photographs that are disgusting and horrible, the Chinese have every single one of them. Chinese have every single one of them, probably 10 times more. Because what the Chinese government has been doing, and a country was totally undefended against this, is setting Biden up, putting him in a position where he's totally compromised. They've now given him so much money, he's totally compromised. They now have pictures of his son doing things that I can't describe, some of which are illegal.
It's Saturday, October 17th. The year is 2020. We are now 2 weeks out from the election. And the information I'm about to cover here is bigger than anything we covered in the run-up. It's bigger than anything we covered in the run-up to the 2016 election. Well, I shot that emergency report. It's got 1,981,000 views at fan.video in defiance of Google and big tech that would have silenced you and I and us. We've had an extra 7 million views on our videos concerning the election at fan.video. 7 million people that have been able to see the truth and circumvent the giant media firestorm of un-American disinformation. It is Monday, October 9th. The year is 2020. We are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalists moving with communist China to break up the United States and balkanize us along racial and religious lines forever. But the path of America to its destruction will not be so smooth for the New World Order, because the sleeping giant has awakened and the fight has just begun. And that's not hype. That's the reality of the epic moment we're all in together. When you get excited, when you take action, when you spread the word, when you become Paul Revere, it changes the world. And the globalists are in fear of you right now. In fear of you realizing your real power. All right, I'm going to open the phones up for the transmission. And we have several special guests as well during this epic countdown. Dr. Steve Pachenik is going to come on and talk about the Hunter Biden China blackmail operation and the real inside baseball. He's got the sources. A lot of huge developments on that front as well. We'll be covering in just one moment. Philip Anderson, who's a black Christian conservative, tried to hold a free speech rally in San Francisco, was viciously beaten, teeth knocked out, put into the hospital.
And the left just celebrated it with absolute pleasure. He's going to be popping in and joining us as well. And then Gerald Celente, head of the War Room. And Owen Schroyer, I am your host, Alex Jones. Now, let's go right into it right now. The globalists think we're weak. They're making their move. Communist China is their command base where they can carry out any crime they want, where they can organize and produce economic prowess they need to take over the planet. That's the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group's stated goal. 2 minutes to midnight, we get Trump in 4 years ago, and he reverses the economic shutdown and the economic surrender that we've been under for 50 years, really 40 years or so. And overnight, things come back. They launch hoax after hoax to try to delegitimize the election and the voters and the president. Everything they're guilty of, working with China, working with Russia, working with Ukraine, they project onto POTUS. They engage in massive crime. They get caught engaged in massive crime and attempted coups. They do not get in trouble because everyone is so scared of the Justice Department because they were put in there at the top to be yes men and follow along. And so even though the president withstood, the American people withstood outrageous coup attempts and attacks and disinfo and economic warfare and lawsuits and physical attacks, it only emboldened the enemy to up the ante and become even more aggressive. Now with the global COVID exaggeration hoax shutdown, with the economic warfare shutdown, with the race war shutdown, China's been fully open for business for 6 months. Europe is still under martial law. The Democrats pledged to put us back under it. This is the form of warfare, psychological. The Pentagon will tell you that in modern wars, 90% is psychological, no longer physical. And the average American is so under mind control, a good 30% or so, Democrats, that they believe Xi Jinping's a hero. They believe America's bad. They believe Trump's evil. They don't even care about their own interests. They think Xi Jinping and the New World Order is going to give them a bunch of free goodies and take care of them if they can just help take the country down. You see, we keep trying to convince Democrats that don't side with China and the globalists and those that rip us off and give us unfair deals and have deindustrialized us by design to capture us and control us. Stand up with America. Stand up for your own common sense. Stand up. And look at these headlines. Xi's choice, destroy Trump or save him and weaken America. This is who they are. These are the globalists that set up the communist Chinese to enslave the Chinese people. And now they want to set up a dictatorship here that the globalists control to enslave us fully. Absolutely hellish. And you look at the list of demonic goons like Whitmer and others and Psycho Newsom and the rest of them. And they say, you want the lockdowns to end, vote out Trump. Big Mike says it. Newsom says it. Whitmer says it. Cuomo says it. Because he didn't follow all their rules. It's his fault. His rallies kept the COVID at all-time levels. But notice, not spike deaths. Spike numbers. And then if it bumps up a little in death, it goes back down. They call that a huge spike. These are the scams. And they just keep pressing and pressing the compliance, hoping we get used to it all, a permanent martial law telling you when you can stay open, when you can be outside, when you can do this, when you can do that. This is economic warfare. And I'm going to get into the laptop and the big revelations of Hunter and not just hookers and not just sex and not just crack and not just meth, but doing illegal things underage, raping them as a form of torture, but reportedly beating up little Chinese girls as part of him as the initiation into the Communist Party China so that he'd be fully compromised. This is what's really happening. This is China's war. Chinese military beefs up coastal forces as it prepares for possible invasion of Taiwan. They are announcing they may invade as another surprise. And why not? They've got the Democrats. They've got our debt. They've got Hollywood. They've got most of the cities and states. And they can't believe the Chi-Coms, the average American, won't stand up for themselves and are just total fools. But they're not. They're worse. They hate America and actually want to see it burn. It's sick. The NBA, black players love China, worship them, the most racist country in the world towards black people. millions of Christians and Buddhists and Muslims in death camps. The left loves it because they're empty nobodies, because LeBron James is as close to Hitler as you're going to get. He knows what he's doing. He wants the money. So he'd call America racist. That covers his Chinese bosses that now fund most of the NBA. Think about that when you watch your ballers. China's economy is almost over COVID. Oh, New York Times, NPR. Oh, they're open. They did a good job. They had good martial law. But Republican states didn't have total martial law, so you're not allowed to ever reopen. French virus curfew produces eerie quiet on streets of Paris. They say the martial law never end. Oh, see, you couldn't deal with the yellow vest? Couldn't deal with people wanting Macron out? Well, now he's a dictator. And it goes on from there. Sweden to start lockdowns as the world's 12th highest COVID, 9th death rate. Totally made up garbage. They had the lowest rate in Europe. They noticed the world. So, but now their socialist government's been pressured, so they'll lock down since the Swedes never did it. They'll go ahead and do a lockdown now. It's just so they're good slaves. Polish gym dubs itself a church to bypass virus rules. Well, over here they ban you if you have a church because government just runs over the First Amendment. We've got so much more on the mask front. Wait till we get the top news on that coming up. And there's so much more. Only you, though, can override the censor. Share the life.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trump knows he's going to win the election. Winning isn't everything. As Stalin said, that mattered votes. Who counts the votes? The threat is real. America's great nation.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Here we are, toe-to-toe with the New World Order. The SciComm, the global master bankers, the genetic engineers, big tech, all the left, devil worshippers worldwide. Radical Islam aligned with them, with their great general Satan in command, fusing together through a world fascist system all these disparate groups into a giant battle axe to try to destroy what's left of Christendom. Only our slumber empowers the devil. We must awaken and become born again. Now, let me just tell you what's coming up for the rest of the show, because I plowed into the COVID news. Only scratch the surface. I'll do that next segment. I'll hit this laptop news, which is a giant October surprise, because it's what we already knew. Just like his father goes on TV and says, yeah, they were going to investigate me for Burisma. So I said, fire the prosecutor or you don't get $1 million. And they fired him that day. Son of a bitch. I was just reading about a rapper that made millions of dollars off of rap songs, bragging about crimes he'd committed, and the cops went and checked it, and they were true crimes he committed. So now he's gone to prison. I saw that in the news last night. I mean, this is what criminals do, ladies and gentlemen. There was an article, last night about a rapper that you guys could type it in. I had it here at the stack, but he ripped off the federal government for $1.2 million. In just one scam, and then did a rap video about how he did it. And again, normal people go, why would you commit a crime and brag about it? Because you're not a criminal. You don't understand that they get off on doing the bad. So why would Hunter Biden go around with a laptop with 25,000 photos and videos of him smoking crack, him smoking meth? Why would he tweet photos of all his teeth falling out? Why would he do all of it? Why would he send emails around going, hey, yes, we'll follow your orders to end the criminal investigations into your company. I want an extra $30 million. Tells his family, hey, I got you these cush jobs, but don't worry. You don't have to kick back 50% to me. They don't deny it's real. In fact, his lawyer, it comes out, has been talking to the shop, and they released the emails trying to get the laptop back, but it was too late. He'd already gone to the FBI. And then the FBI did nothing. And so the rest is history. But think about the new spin. And you knew this would happen when this broke last Thursday. They knew about this laptop a year ago. The FBI got it. First, they said 7 months ago. Now it turns out 11 months ago. Remember the FBI put out a story? Oh, the Russians are trying to get the Biden's laptops and computers. They knew that they'd just gotten this from the computer shop. They knew that the Republicans were going to be made aware of it. So they planted that story, parallel constructed that it was Russians when there's no evidence of that. Think about how these people operate. And it changes the subject to, who cares if the Tooth Fairy got it? Who cares if the Japanese got it? You know the Chinese have got it. It's blackmail. So the only way to stop the blackmail and the takeover of your country is to expose it. Oh, no, but the FBI decides to cover it up. Because at the top, they work with the globalists that are working with China, who want a controlled president in there that they've got by the short hairs. And that's who Biden is the perfect puppet that can hardly talk. And then another puppet, Kamala Harris, right there. And so now they're doing it. Here's the headline. Hunter Biden's laptop is not some Russia disinformation campaign. DNI Ratcliffe slams Schiff. Here's another one. The emails are Russian. They've already got Clapper and Brennan running around who just tried to sell the country out. And oh, another Zero Hedge article. Does this explain why Facebook was so quick to suppress Hunter Biden's revelations? They all formerly worked for Biden. The top Facebook people, the top Twitter people, they all work for the DNC. But you see, the Republicans didn't do anything when everybody else got censored. So now it's the New York Post. Now it's members of Congress. Now it's Matt Gaetz. Now it's everybody. Because why not? We keep rolling over. So here's the director of national intelligence, who is a good guy, Ratcliffe, laying this out. But notice, we don't get to see what's in it. We don't talk about what's in it. That's not on the news. We just are told it's the Russians. So it's this get-out-of-jail-free card that Hunter Biden can reportedly rape 10-year-old girls, beat them, torture them, is what the witnesses say, who first broke all this. And they don't even deny it. They just say, well, it's the Russians. So Hunter Biden could what? Blow up a sports stadium with a hydrogen bomb? Because, you know, and then if the Russians videotaped it, would it be their fault? These are some magical creatures, these Russians, because they get you out of all the trouble you're in for the incredible crimes. It's just like, oh, you don't get to see that. It's the Russians. You know, maybe you're 10 years old, you open the bedroom door, your mom and dad are having sex, and they go, you didn't see anything, it's the Russians. Or maybe your wife comes home and you're drunk with a bottle of Jack Daniels. You go, I didn't drink it, the Russians did. Or maybe your wife catches you out at a movie with your girlfriend. You go, oh no, honey, this isn't my girlfriend, you caught us with our arms around each other. The Russians put that in your head. Here's Ratcliffe.
Fake. Is this Russian disinformation, Director?
So, Maria, it's funny that some of the people that complain the most about intelligence being politicized are the ones politicizing intelligence. And unfortunately, in this case, it is Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who, as you pointed out on Friday, said that the intelligence community believes that Hunter Biden's laptop and the emails on it are part of some Russian disinformation campaign. Let me be clear. The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign. It's simply not true. And this is exactly what I said I would stop when I became the director of national intelligence, and that's people using the intelligence community to leverage some political narrative. And in this case, apparently Chairman Schiff wants anything against his preferred political candidate to be deemed as not real.
That's right. I want to explain something to the listeners here, because listeners always call in and say, oh, you have incredible sources. Oh, you're this and that. No, I'm a regular guy just like you that got pissed off, started an organization that you believed in. We built this. You built this. This is our thing. Just like a guy at a Mac shop, he's the owner. That's the form you sign. When I sign forms, you don't come back and pay for this. We get to keep it after 3 to 6 months. His was 3 months. He calls up dozens of times, come get your laptop. He goes, Hunter Biden, wait, that's Vice President's son. He goes and looks on it, his right to do it, before he resells it. And it's all this child porn and torture porn. He's like, what the hell? So he calls the FBI. They do nothing. After almost a year, he gets scared, starts calling Biden. Finally, Biden's lawyer starts emailing him saying, yeah, we want that. He goes, you want it. It's too late. What the hell did you give me this for? I'm scared. Because normal people aren't like that. They don't want to be in possession of stuff like this. But that's who the left is. It's what they traffic in. But it's regular little people like that laptop discoverer at that Mac shop. That's the power.
It was 30 months ago that InfoWars, and of course yours truly, Alex Jones, was banned on more than 60 major platforms in one day, led by the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, who helps China run giant death camps. Always just let that be in the back of your mind. We talk about these monsters and where they're taking us. They have no bottom. And people said, Jones, how are you taking it? And I said, I'm taking it just fine. They're coming for you next. This is a technocracy. They're merging with Big Pharma. They're taking over the media. This is a digital, psychological dictatorship in their own words. This is a planetary takeover. They're then going to start locking us in our houses using supposed plague threats. That's so the wireless system can come into place with the driverless cars and the robot takeover. How did I know all this would happen? Because they've been saying they're going to do it. You see, it's not that I'm psychic. I know how to read what these monsters are saying. So you have to understand, as crazy as all this sounds, it doesn't come from me. It comes from them.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Gentlemen, until all the craziness you've already seen gets turned up from 10 to 11, as they say in Spinal Tap. Welcome to the October 19th Monday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, I'm going to give the number out here in a moment. I'll start taking some calls next segment. I've got huge COVID news. It's absolutely got to be hit so far with some new big developments next segment, but right now, this segment's all about me, which I don't do on purpose. It just comes up all over the news, and it ties into everything we're talking about, and so we're going to hit it, because it's also about you. What happens to you happens to me. What happens to me happens to you. This is all crazy. Remember this New York Post headline, August 9th, 2018? It was indicative, and it was a good case example of what was going on at the time. Why the Alex Jones ban is no reason to break up big tech, and they go on to say it's a great thing.
Their accounts are all still shut down across the internet right now. Same New York Post that Thomas Jefferson started. Here's the headline. Twitter still refuses to unlock New York Post account. And even though Jack Dorsey apologized, he said he did the right thing. He just said it could have been done better. Nice doublethink talk. And we love being gaslit, so why not? So they've got Senate Judiciary votes to subpoena Facebook CEO. They won't care. They'll steal the election by then, declare Trump's the loser, and put Biden in, because you guys are a bunch of amateurs, man. You let those big tech guys lie to your face while they're working with communist China and others, who literally blackmail most of the government? They need to blackmail you because you're a bunch of stuffed suit lawyers that think you know everything. You don't. You got your asses handed to you. And Brad Parscales thought he could make Trump win again, and he blew all the money and screwed up. I've got the inside baseball. We're in a lot of trouble. Because people won't recognize how much trouble we're in and get out of it. Twitter removes mask guidelines from White House COVID-19 advisor. Medical prestigious doctors come out with statistics that masks don't protect you and actually cause more harm. And Twitter says, that's not what the UN says. You're not allowed to. You wake up in a total tyranny. This Facebook suspends user Jamie Allman's account after shows a huge rally of black Americans for Trump in D.C. But that gets banned because it's hateful. This is the election meddling, and Biden's transition team basically runs Facebook and Twitter. That's even Fox News. Oh, but remember the old days? Alex Jones, InfoWars site, accuses big tech of censorship. Remember, oh, that was in 2018. Oh, Jones claims there's a thing called shadow banning. He claims, I remember like New York Times articles, he claims it's called deplatforming. We had the damn documents. In 2017, the plan to deplatform everyone. A digital gulag. New York Times free speech scholars Alex Jones, you're not protected. New York Times. The press aren't watchdogs for free speech. They're attack dogs. They're executioners. Now, why did I raise all this? Because there's a bunch of tweets I want to go over and tie it into the war on free speech. But, oh, Media Matters, George Soros' group. This is didn't age well. This is from just 2 weeks ago. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, alleged kidnapping plot against Michigan Governor Whitmer, a false flag by the deep state, set up by FBI informants. I predicted that it was run by FBI informants. I said probably two of the top people, probably two out of the ten. That's usually how it works. And yes, it was led by two FBI operatives. Now all confirmed in court documents, exactly as I said. Which is because I know what I'm talking about. I didn't just read the history books. I had Ted Gunderson on the show 50, 60, 70 times. He was in line to be the FBI director. He ran all their secret operations, basically. And he dumped all his data on this show, okay? But let's just go back. And, you know, there are other good people in the FBI. There's good people at laptop shops, computer shops that are going to tell the truth. It's just, it's a war between good and evil. And it's going on in each and all of our hearts, minds, and souls. But there's all that news. Let me just briefly tell you this. We're launching a new sale. It only runs for 12 days. We launched it last year. It was very successful. It is here today. Gone tomorrow. Black Friday in October. Up to 60% off. Triple Patriot points and free shipping. We got to sell a lot of product. To even make 20, 30% on each item. These are great items, and here's the good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That has become a bestseller because people look at all the vitamins and minerals and vitamin D3 and the zinc and the vitamin C in it, and then it's got the cofactor amino acids to help you upload. It's for children and for adults. It's delicious. It's healthy. It's natural. It's amazing, and it's back in stock after being sold out for months, discounted during the Black Friday. It comes in October. InfoWars.com super sale. And Ultra 12. It's called Ultra because it's the very best vitamin B12 you're going to find anywhere. Take it under the tongue. You get the best absorption you're going to get from under the tongue. Way, way better than ingesting it and going down to your gut. Most people can't absorb in the gut vitamin B12. And so You take it under the tongue, and it goes into the blood vessels. Hold it about a minute, and it's as good as you get, other than getting a medical doctor to prescribe it to you to be injected into your fatty tissue. This is not for injection, but it's basically the same stuff people inject. They take it under the tongue, super high quality, pharmaceutical, nutraceutical grade, Ultra 12, vitamin B12, two different types of vitamin B12 for better absorption, the two highest quality types. They debate which one's better, so it's 80% one, 20% another, and that's what the top scientists and experts told us to do. It's back in stock, Ultra 12, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We also have Dr. Jones Naturals that my dad developed with top developers, very strong 500-milligram kava root extract with other key compounds, and a 250-milligram for folks that are 200 pounds. You want to chill yourself out. You want to relax, go to sleep, and not grind your teeth off with all this stress. This is the best stuff out there. It's 50% off with free shipping as well and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, when you sign up for auto ship on your next order, canceling time for free, get an additional 10% off. 100% reviews of Kava Chill at InfoWarsStore.com. It's already been out a few months. I just started plugging it last week. The reviews are already coming in. I want to thank you all for your support. So, here's the headlines. Update: suspects say ringleader in plot to kidnap wretched Governor Whitmer was an alleged FBI informant. Well, that was last week. Now it comes out in court that they are FBI informants. Mainstream news in Detroit is reporting. Defense says Governor Whitmer kidnap plot was just big talk between crackpots being wound up by the FBI. Yep, to make her look like a victim. Let's play a few minutes of Media Matters a week and a half ago saying that I was crazy predicting this. Here it is. The criminal complaint outlines Michigan militia group's plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. And what other false flags are we going to see now? Because this is definitely probably a provocateur to action. But I mean, what do you do? What if the governor said you can never leave your house again? You got to starve to death. Just lay down and die, I guess. Because the power to shut things down is the power to bankrupt. It's the power to kill. What about all the folks who committed suicide because of her? What about all the folks that again, died because she sent COVID patients there? Well, she's the governor. She's above the law. She's God. Well, we knew it was coming. I predicted over and over again the last few months, it's not a hard prediction, that they'd engage in a provocateur setup or a false flag against Democrat Party officials to make them look like victims when they launch incredible tyranny. Deep stater Governor Whitmer, who sent all those patients with COVID into nursing homes so she'd get a higher death rate, that monster, the woman that has that crazy-looking psycho smile, she supposedly was the victim or the potential victim of a plot to kidnap her. Oh, that's right. Six people charged with a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer. The FBI quoted one of the accused as saying, Whitmer has no checks and balances at all. She has uncontrolled power right now. All things must come to an end. Funny, the Supreme Court of the state just ruled that she'd taken all powers, legislative, executive, judicial, under herself, and had become a dictator, that the state was under a form of martial law. That was the ruling on Monday. And it's gotten almost no attention, but now the same FBI leadership, still run by the deep state, that says the number one threat is white supremacists, the same FBI that's been caught creating militia groups, winding them up, setting them up. We're going to come back to the rest of this because I nail it, and then I'm going to get to the rest of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also also instantly ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones. Now, the reason I'm spending time on Governor Whitmer and how I accurately predicted what the leftist arm of the FBI did, having a group of 8 people, 2 of them being FBI informants that were actually the leaders, who would actually have the discussions and get people to agree with them. It's a repeat we've seen over and over again. How they infiltrate militias, how they set up groups. We knew right away the guys were Antifa, they were anarchists, they were leftists, they hated Trump, and it turned out those were the FBI informants. That's all confirmed now. But see, it's the same thing with COVID. Just like the FBI formula of setting somebody up as a formula, they don't let people freelance this, they follow a playbook. It's just like now, oh, the hospitals are full again. Oh, you got a new lockdown is needed because the hospitals are overwhelmed. And they'll show a PR team in hazmat suits going in and out of the building, which they now admit they did fake video shoots all over the U.S. Now they're running new ones about the lockdown in the red states. It's all theater. That's what the left has, is magician scams. And the winter's coming, so there'll be more flu deaths, more cold deaths. They don't tell you vitamin D or vitamin C or zinc. No. And they're going to count all those deaths. And they've got exponential more testing, and most of it's false positive. So again, oh, the numbers are way up. You try to talk to somebody, though. The average, particularly young women, undereducated folks, poor people, they like a binky. They like to believe this is something special for them, and they're part of something. It's why they're followers. But a lot of men go along with it as well. It's very, very sad. But the demographics are there. The media praises women. Oh, women, you're good. You're wearing your face diaper. And when the forced inoculations come, you know, to buy and sell, the women are going to roll their kids' sleeves up and not even think why their kid has lupus or why their kid gets diabetes or why it's all in the literature. But see, they'll never admit they did something wrong. Part of being a follower is you never step up to the plate and admit you were conned. That's the religion of slaves, is never admitting how you got scammed. But going along with it, being a chump. Yeah, face mask on babies. It's all just total, absolute cult brainwashing. That they're evil, that the babies are bad, that they can give you something, that all humans are dirty, that we can't be trusted, that AI is going to monitor us. Rock concerts with the flaming lips, everybody in bubbles because no one can be trusted. Total clown world. But that's what cults do. They have to get you to go against your own interest, so they get you to do it and tell you you're cool. Napoleon invented medals for the military. He found that they gave them little medals and awards, they throw themselves onto bayonets. Well, now, you know, you're at SJW. So let's finish up what happened with Whitmer. Here it is. Just from the spot we had, it's fine, guys. Remember we were playing the media mounters? Go ahead. Yeah. Militia, it was not planning a takeover. Years ago, it was all a setup. The FBI informant said, well, what if the UN invades and is arresting everyone and putting us in camps? Well, we'll have to fight then and take the local government back. What if, remember the Hatari militia? The recordings were released. They're driving to the Knob Creek machine gun shootout. And they're asking them, the FBI informant, well, what do we do if the UN takes over and puts everybody in prison camps? Well, we'll have to fight and take back the local government for America. Boom, indicted. Because there's a UN takeover happening. Front page of the New York Times. The UN needs to occupy America. And so the number one sin is talking about you're not going to put up with it. And again, militias are in the Constitution. I think they're good, but especially in Michigan and other areas. They're always getting infiltrated by the feds that tend to lead them to set people up. What are you going to do when they come to take the guns? Well, what are you going to do when Anthony was killing people door to door? Well, I guess nothing. Well, I guess you're not a man. Or somebody says something like, I need some more ammo. Oh, you plan to kill some people. No, I just need some more ammo with everything breaking down. Oh, you're scared. You scared to stand up? Well, no, I'm willing to kidnap the governor. And then they got you. They could be the headline. And, oh, my gosh, see, the FBI's right. It's white supremacist. Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist, even though he's not. And these guys, and it goes on and on. There's echoes of Ruby Ridge, another setup where they told him, you're going to sell guns for us illegally, and you know, you're going to set up these local groups. We're going to put you in prison. He saw all that in it. So they're trying the exact same playbook yet again, and we've got the criminal complaint here. Guys, print me that actual complaint up. Thank you. Thanks right here. Criminal complaint outlines Michigan militia group's plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. And what other false flags are we going to see now? Because this is definitely probably a provocateur in action. But I mean, what do you do? What if the governor said you can never leave your house again? You got to starve to death. Just lay down and die, I guess. Because the power to shut things down is the power to bankrupt. It's the power to kill. What about all the folks who committed suicide because of her? What about all the folks that again, died because she sent COVID patients there? Well, she's the governor. She's above the law. She's God. And it's all just a bunch of lawyers in the FBI who just want to go have news events and stunts. And of course, this announcement's meant to overshadow. Did we ever follow? Did we ever cover the 11 a.m. National Security Press Conference on all the spying? Oh, no, sorry. We didn't care about that. Now, we didn't care about the attempt to overthrow the election of the president. And so now here we are. So they put out the most true stuff I say to act like it's dirty. And then to have the media say it's unacceptable to say that the FBI probably led this plot to kidnap her to make her look like a victim when she was in trouble. But, of course, that's all true, and that happened, and I'm proven right. So that doesn't age too well for Media Matters. And that brings us to this point. Remember this article in the New York Post? There were a bunch of them. Why the Alex Jones ban is no reason to break up big tech. And now that very group all the New York Post writers and their account is locked up for punishment for what they've done. And now when the head White House scientist says masks don't protect you, he gets banned as well. And when a group of black Americans march for Trump in D.C., they get banned as well. This is total Soviet-level control, and Congress does nothing against this incredible racketeering, but, oh, maybe they'll have a hearing. And that's why they're so arrogant. That's why they're so out of control. I mean, look at these old articles out of the New York Times. Free speech scholars say Alex Jones is not protected. Let's get rid of the First Amendment. But let's look at what the public's saying 2 years later. Here's just a small smattering. Mark Dice. I still can't post and link any Alex Jones videos on band.video site. You're fully blocking them, Jack. Or did you just mean that you're unblocking links to the New York Post, Tommy Scum? Because they had a Twitter said, oh, it's wrong to block any URLs. We should, you know, because that's controlling the internet. We're going to stop that. But, of course, he doesn't. That's why you got to share 2020electioncenter.com, which they haven't blocked yet. Another one. Ann O'Malley at Legendary Energy. New York Post in 2008. If I started a conservative Facebook, I'd ban Alex Jones, too. This is John at ELITMIK. Alex Jones said within the past week that all conservatives would be censored hardcore in the weeks leading up to the election, especially after the election. They've got you all in a stranglehold now. Because they said they were going to ratchet it down and then totally not let anybody contest it when they contest it and take over. I mean, they're telling you. And our supposed champions, Josh Hawley and them, basically are like fighting a tank with a slingshot. At first they came for Alex Jones. I said nothing because I wasn't Alex Jones. Alexander Rogers. Caitlin Johnstone. I have no idea what Alex Jones is even up to anymore. I used to see his face all the time. Now I routinely forget he exists. That's how powerful these Silicon Valley megacorporations are. They can completely disappear anyone for public view. This power can't be left unchecked. Again, the average person, if they don't see your Twitter feed or Facebook or YouTube, they think you're gone. They don't even remember URLs or other sites. Think of that monopoly over the mind. Tell folks Alex Jones is still on the air. It's going to be everybody soon taking off these platforms. People better start promoting their URLs. You know, we built band.video. You know, we built all these systems to fight for this time when we knew everyone would be censored and then we'd be the last person standing. We told you that, remember? And here we are because we know the enemy plan. They're coming for everything. A full overthrow, full collapse to bring you to your knees. I would offer a heartfelt F you to those who are complaining now, but hand waved me when I said they should stand up for Alex Jones and Milo when this bad stuff started. F you. And he goes on, that's Mark Rondazzo, the lawyer. And there's just thousands of these. There was 200,000 pro Alex Jones tweets when this was peaking just like last Friday. Don't panic, it's just crazy Alex Jones getting censored. Don't panic, it's just bigoted Proud Boys getting deleted. Don't panic, it's just debunked story getting blocked. Don't panic, it's just conspiracy theory political party getting deleted. Don't panic, it's just the president. It's just Congress. It's just the committees. It's just everybody. Because you laid down. Because you passed the test to be slaves, Republican leadership. Because you're a bunch of stupid, idiot lawyers that think your $5,000 suits make you smart. You're a moron.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.